decision expected today could raise tariffs on Chinese furniture imports. U.S. officials have been investigating whether China is dumping wooden bedroom furniture into the United States. It's the largest investigation of its kind conducted by the U.S. against China, and it is pitting domestic furniture makers against big retailers dependent on foreign imports. Leonida Inge reports from member station WUNC in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
For decades, most of the furniture in the United States was made in the Southeast. Factories like the Von Bassett plant in Galax, Virginia, were known for high-quality work. Today on this assembly line, middle-aged men and women are reinforcing drawers with glue guns and mallets. Doug Bassett is a vice president at the family-owned company.
They're on dressers right now. Tomorrow they'll be on nightstands. The day after that they'll be on chests, and then it goes to a whole nother suit. There are not robots out there that will change and adapt. You really need that human touch.
The Von Bassett Company employs 1,600 workers at its plants in Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. But that's down from nearly 2,000 workers a couple of years ago. Doug Bassett says that's typical of what's happening in the industry since lower-priced imports infiltrated the market from China. And that's why his father, John Bassett, all but declared war on China and the big retailers who buy cheaper furniture from that country.
I guess I led the coalition because I was the first guy that got out of the foxhole.
Bassett formed the American Furniture Manufacturers Committee for Legal Trade. It's a coalition of nearly 30 companies. The group is asking the federal government for tariffs of 150% or more on wooden bedroom furniture shipped from China.
We don't want an advantage. We don't want a bailout. We don't want a gift from our government. We want them to create a fair playing field for us and the Chinese or anybody else that want to compete in the United States. We're just getting a little tired of competing in our country on what we know is illegal trade.
The coalition says China is flooding the U.S. retail market with furniture at cost or even below cost. As a result, the wooden furniture industry has lost 35,000 jobs since January 2000. And the coalition says sales are down 20% for the average manufacturer, and profits are down even more. But inexpensive furniture from China has become a staple for many mass-market retailers like Rooms to Go, JCPenney's, and Crate and Barrel. Mike Weitenheimer is spokesperson for Furniture Retailers of America. It's a group lobbying hard against this investigation. Weitenheimer is also vice president and general counsel of the Bombay Company, which has more than 400 stores across the country.
The Bombay Company has been importing furniture for over 20 years. That is what we are. We are an importer and a retailer. So none of the furniture items that we sell in a Bombay store are produced domestically.
Other retail chains like Rooms to Go get their merchandise from a mix of domestic and foreign suppliers. Weitenheimer charges the U.S. manufacturers behind the anti-dumping investigation are hypocrites because some of those same companies have contracted work from overseas to cut down on labor costs.
I just think it's horribly unfortunate that the domestic producers have felt like it was necessary to go at war with their own customers and their former business partners, the retailers. We think that this petition is ill-advised. We don't think it's going to bring jobs back to the United States.
If the Commerce Department finds dumping, Chinese importers would be faced with new tariffs that could go into effect as early as next week. Depending on how high those tariffs are set, that might affect how much consumers will pay for their next bedroom suite. For NPR News, I'm Leonida Inge.